The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third of our monthly movie nights, Chill Tracks, name trademark pending. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike, joined by Jesse and Alex. Hello,
yes.
Boys.
Trademark pending.
Yeah, trademark pending. I don't want anybody to rip off this idea.
Right.
Chill
no.
Tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chill Tracks is a gold mine of an idea, and it's going to be bigger than even Chilluminati.
You're saying you might pursue legal action if there's somebody out there who has a similar name to Chill Tracks.
Yeah, if they get anywhere close, I'm going to throw the book at them.
You know what? That's fair. That makes sense. I wouldn't put it past any brand to do that if they encountered such a thing.
last month was my suggestion. This month, Alex has guided us to, I think, something that deserves to be watched. We are watching the original 2004 Ghost Adventures, the documentary.
This is the story that he paraphrases, Zach Bagans, at the beginning of every episode of the show Ghost Adventures. The story that convinced him that ghosts are real happened in this documentary that they made. This was like their big break. It's like a total, like, dumbass college bros in college making a film type dudes situation going on. I can't wait to watch this. I've never seen this.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen it either, surprisingly. I was a big Ghost Hunters fan. Ghost Adventures, not so
Taps.
Much, right? Yeah, I was a Taps boy. They were they came from my home state of Rhode Island, so I had bias leaning in their particular direction. You know,
do you watch like ghost shows, Jesse?
No.
Not even like in the same way that some people watch like Real Housewives?
No, I mean, long ago, I'm very influenced by the people that I date. So I have in the past dated people who were super into them, and I sat through them and said, not a damn thing. But now that I don't have anyone in my life except for you two, I don't do any of that. No.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that for you. Sort of. Not really. all right. So, well, here, check this out. So we're going to watch this movie. There is a wrinkle, however, which is that this movie is extremely difficult to get your hands on. You need to have a DVD player and actually order it from Amazon directly. And I don't know how many there are in stock. It doesn't seem like it's a lot, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's probably a huge stockpile of them on Amazon, you know?
Yeah, I heard there's a rights issue out there. So I don't know. But luckily, we were able to snag ourselves a copy of it, and unofficially, I am not encouraging you to do anything specific, but if there were some sort of version of this available online, some kind punk rock soul put themselves out there to make it available without you having to purchase physical inventory from one of the most insidious websites on earth, you know, maybe that's what you could do. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about anything.
I would
like
imagine
that.
They already have if they're this far into the actual audio track.
I mean, I think this is going to be good listening even without the movie.
Maybe.
But
we got a preview of the first like 10 seconds, and Jesse was like, "You have to stop playing this. We gotta.
The intro's already too much for me."
Okay. Well, without any further ado, I've got the thing queued up. You guys can still see it, right?
Yep, can
we're
still
watching
see
it together.
Count us down when you're ready.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Already very heavy-handed. Oh, boy.
This is just going to justify my hatred for this man. The echo. Why would you put an echo on that word?
This dead ass is like one of those edgelordy YouTube channels.
It really is. The ones that still get millions of views, though.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He's got super speed.
It's called sleep paralysis, dude.
This looks like it's going to be a Jackass stunt.
Hey, I'm Zach Baggins, and this is the Ghost on My Nuts attempt.
That guy's like, I'm just trying to do my job, man.
He's like, whatever, well put that fucking camera away.
Why that was the shot. I just don't know why roadkill was the shot for that one filler.
Oh, dude, pull over. Trust me. Pull over. Trust me.
Oh, fucking get that footage.
Oh my God, what are you talking about?
What are we looking at?
The editing is insane.
God, look at those spiked tips.
Oh, whoa! Oh! Are we supposed to be reading?
Yeah.
Las Vegas has plenty of ghosts, including Elvis Presley and Bugs Bunny.
He just used like a quote from an article in a video, just dead ass.
And it's not sitting there. Wow. That just sat there for a long time.
Ghosts. It had ghosts to offer.
Oh, for shit. For real productions.
This is what got him a TV show?
This is literally got him up to... We're at season 25 right now of his show.
I can't believe this is what got him a show.
Mostly because I'm mad that I didn't do it first.
This music sounds like the fucking piano from Mario 64. It makes me want to like actually like kill you guys and kill myself.
Do 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 do.
Oh. Should probably listen to the fucking soundtrack. Oh shit.
Oh wow.
Are the titles tracked to their faces? What is going on there?
The titles are jiggling a little too much.
Yeah, they're like tracked in 3D. Is she talking into a karaoke machine? What is going on here?
They say you see her ghost in the night.
You can rent a room.
Baby, the price is right. Ghost Adventures. Da, 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 da.
This wouldn't want to be fact checked on the spot. Don't want to bring it up in front of the person who probably knows what happened.
That slow-mo.
He just repeated the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the story with the man voice this time.
And then he said it again. But like extra sexy.
He's way more fit than me, but I dressed exactly like him in high school. Oh, shit. Get
the
out of
fan.
Here. What is going on with these titles?
Is it supposed to be shaky because it's like spooky?
That's what I'm thinking.
What?
What?
Get out of that bathtub, Zach. Is he smoking a fucking doobie? In the bed? Dude, what are you doing? Get that out of the bed. Why are you guys sleeping with a fucking cigarette? Did I just imagine that?
I think you did. I think you might have. It definitely was a little flashlight.
That was insane.
I have no idea what you saw.
Oh, shit. Walking
Who
these
wrote
same
this dialogue,
footsteps?
Man?
Yeah.
Little girls walking these same footsteps.
I have
footsteps.
Not seen a more 2004 man than I did right there for the hottest minute.
This looks exactly like what I would do if I went into a Chipotle in college.
Yes.
My exact outfit. What the fuck? Nick's gonna sleep with the dead lady too. So he was just like, I'm just gonna go find a crazy person and just follow it through. Follow the entire, just everything that they say. I'm just gonna say yes to it.
What is this weird first-person shot?
The funny thing is, it's pretty much unchanged from how the show is. Like, the show has not improved this style very much at all.
Why reinvent the wheel, man?
Maybe like a slightly better camera, like a little bit more production.
Better camera
value.
In his hand would probably be framed center of the frame now instead of off to the left.
Also, that shot of him sleeping, the camera like... There's a lot of stage shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Whoa. That one, the Blair Witch eye shot.
Also, we've been able to talk this whole time because it's just been B-roll this whole time. He's like doing like a weird like sexy bathtub quiet video right now. He's like... being
this
silent
gives off effect. Like the high school nice guy sending a video to his crush.
It's like Snapchat vibes.
What?
It's like trauma synth music playing.
Nick's gone. There's only Lisa now.
This is like that scene in Twin Peaks where she turns into like a doorknob or whatever the fuck. How did they have footage of him waking
yeah,
up from the
dead
sleep?
Yeah, that's what I'm
sleep?
Saying. Thank you. The shots are insane.
Unless he's like been they're recording the whole night and they just have enough space for the whole night.
Who was holding that camera?
Yeah, in his
it
face?
Sitting on him.
No.
Oh, I don't.
I think it's a small camera.
And he's just sleeping with it rolling? No way.
Maybe he was, that's what they're supposed to do. What?
Dude.
Where?
What? It looks like a fucking glare. Unexplained mist. Taunting what? You, there's a slight
room.
Change in light on the door.
Zoom in. What are you zooming in on? It's
it did like a weird fast zoom in, and it just literally showed nothing. I don't know what. Who the fuck are they? Is that?
That's them. That's the ones who committed suicide.
They're talking to a descendant of the Donner Party?
Which somehow makes her an expert on the hauntings happening here.
Well, yes.
I thought that said old virginity. I was really confused. Thanks, man. Thank you.
Well,
for clarifying.
You have people, when people tell you a story and then they pause and they just say,
it's
these
true?
Are true stories. You know they've got something going on in their brain. Cigar smoke would follow me around my clothing, she says. There's no way she had that conversation with anyone.
God.
Just, dude. She tried the Ouija board when she was in her 20s. It did move for me.
Whew.
You know what? This is she is rambling like I would if I didn't write myself a script every episode. Wait, what? Did you catch
that?
She's a little bit psychic. Yeah.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
You can't throw that in the end when
what?
You
is that Hitler?
Wait a minute!
That was a Hitler doll? Excuse me?
What the hell was... Whoa!
It's like taxidermied Hitler.
What state are we in? Louisiana right now?
We're in Virginia City, Nevada, I think.
Oh.
Oh no, Gold Hill.
Gold Hill, Nevada, okay.
Oh, I heard that was haunted.
Oh, great. Oh, great.
Oh, I guess we're going to be the ones hearing the mining happening. That's so scary. It's a scary thought to think that there's ghosts working below us in the mines.
Man, after watching this, I almost want to watch the latest episode of the show just to see how much more insane he made his personality.
Because
he's very subdued.
There was an episode where they were in a prison with a prison yard, and they were like, they had nothing. There was nothing going on. So they did. They took a 10-minute detour from the episode for him to jump over a snake on foot.
Awesome! Awesome! I love that. That's part of the episode.
All right, let's see what they got. What? Let's find the haunted miners, Zach.
What?
What?
Wait, what? They just played the same clip of nothing twice in a row and played the sound of a squeaking swing set over it.
Are they trying to say that sound was coming from there?
Maybe.
That could just be the wind blowing creaky machinery around.
It's weird how often there's narration. It's there'll be 3 minutes of none.
What?
What did you say?
Later that these areas would... verify that miners still live there?
Is it because they heard a noise?
Are you guys at a Mexican restaurant? What's going on here?
I thought that was a police officer flashing his badge.
Is that the dude from the show? No, right?
I don't think so. If he looks a lot different if he is.
The third guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To reiterate, this got him 25 seasons of his own TV show.
It's still going. Strong. And he owns a museum.
It outlasted Ghost Hunters, which was the granddaddy of them all.
What? I can't believe that they were this is the guy who should host the show. The man just said the same thing twice again.
He's done it the whole time.
Yes.
And he takes such liberties.
He just repeated himself again!
It's why is he narrating? It's why is there narration?
He needs to use that B-roll, dude. This whole thing would probably be 30 minutes if he didn't use it all. So I heard you have stories of your own at the old Washoe Club.
Oh my God. How did they film this where they're punching in on every question?
So we're going to go upstairs, and upstairs is where we will go.
And then I went up the stairs.
We headed upstairs. So that's where we went.
Up the stairs.
Cut to him at the top of the stairs. So here we are at the most haunted part of the club.
You know what, Mathis? At first I didn't get why you don't like this guy, but now I get it. I get it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I hope he pretends he gets possessed in this, because I know he does it in the show a couple times.
A lot of times.
Yeah, he holds the doll and is like, the little girl's got me.
Focused is what we become.
That shit sounds fucking freaky, Zach. The idea that ghost hunting is like dangerous is a little bit too much for me. You know what I mean?
You could be killed, man. You could finally come across the devil and he'll
like
murder
flashes
you.
Of lightning, like filmed on location. For insert, like, jump scare lightning flashes. You guys ready to go dark?
Yeah, he just has no oomph this early. He seems like he's not confident that this is going to get 25 seasons of a show.
He has that crazed, dead look like David Blaine.
Yeah. Let's go dark. Flashlights on. Dude, it's dust, bro.
Dude, there's literally arrows pointing at nothing.
No, highlighted nothing. Thank you very much.
You are in an open, abandoned building with no windows. What do you think you're going to catch?
There's no way that's complete darkness. Oh, dude, it is him, I think.
I think you're right, yeah.
Dude, I think he's just got like chubby boy cheeks, like baby
yeah,
boy
chubbies.
Yeah,
he lost a bunch of weight for the show, clearly.
Chubby boys. He's got that baby chubs. These guys are probably like 20, right? Like
oh. Here, yeah, they're probably in their early
20s. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, do you ever like think about me like in a more than friends way, like,
are you cold right now? Do you wanna,
dude? Do you wanna hug?
Do you wanna like take off our clothes and snuggle for warmth purposes?
Oh my god,
purposes?
I'm possessed. This ghost is telling me to put my hands on you, dude. It's so crazy. I can't. The ghost, it's telling me to like touch you and stuff, dude. Oh,
dude it says to jerk you off right now. Is that
oh,
like?
Oh no.
Hey guys, what's going on in here?
Hey, what's going on?
We're just testing testing our meters, dude.
All right, well,
Yeah.
I'll hit back in an hour. All right, bye.
Could this be the ghost of the gay soldier?
I really want to touch his dick.
I couldn't believe how gay I was just for a second. Or EVPs. Unbelievable. Okay.
All right. Show
I'm
it
waiting.
To me.
I'm waiting.
Oh. No, that's pretty good. I see it. Did you see
I
it?
I saw it. It's really, really pixelated at 360p.
Yeah, but dude, but it looks yeah, like yeah. It looks like more than just like some light, right? It looks like a person walking.
It does look like something.
Yeah. It looks like the Prince of Persia, like, PC game.
That's, like,
game.
The first thing this whole show so far that, like, has actually been, like, okay, you might have something.
Looks like a really low-opacity Jar Jar Binks PNG.
From here, it just looks like potentially legs. Fresno Nightcrawler, maybe?
To me, it looks like a body. I don't know. It looks like it almost looks like that fake Disneyland security cam ghost.
Oh yeah.
It should be illegal to put sounds in ghost footage.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fucking Primal Rage soundtrack.
My biggest fear would be like an aggressive homeless person coming at me.
Oh my God, please let him get possessed. What are these shots?
What? Wait, a noose?
Is that noose real?
What? Did the ghost leave that noose for them?
This is the room from the Haunted Mansion where you...
Oh my God, they're goosebumps. Guys.
Dude, feel my goosebumps.
Lower. Feel them lower.
How dare he say something like that? How dare he say, we decided that this... What is this? Another visual quote.
Feeling a chill up their spine or even seeing the hair in the arms or back raise. Psychic Jane Doherty. That's a quote from Psychic Jane Doherty, so you know it's real.
Jane Doe? What? Stop showing the clip of the noose.
Why'd you put a noose there, guys?
What's going on? Away? There's like some weird stabilizer stuff going on. Weird frame rate stuff going on. Did that timer go off in the movie?
Did yeah, that was that? The camera beeping that before they took a picture.
It sounded like a cat.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like a cat.
Oh, or is that just the music? Who knows? There's no doubt that we believe.
Yeah. What? Thank you. What a fucking combo phrase right there. There's no doubt that we believe.
There is no doubt that we believe that a ghost walked right through us.
Dude, we're on the third investigation of this thing so far now.
This is just like outsider art. This movie is like the equivalent of like driving to Las Vegas and stopping to see like a guy who has made like a palace out of trash cans.
Can we talk about how Zach Bagans from some angles looks like he's 45 and some angles looks like he's 13? It's freaking me out.
It's weird.
Dude, maybe he's a shapeshifter, changeling.
Dude, Mason Cemetery though? Oh my God.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Her name was Jane Doherty. It's just recorded with a microphone then.
Yeah.
Filmed off camera. The fuck are you talking
about?
What a
weird, yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, dang.
Slow-mo.
Oh, golly, dude.
Dude, these stabilizers are making me want to barf. It feels like I'm in VR.
Whoa, bro, watch.
It is literally dark.
He did not go, what, bro, and then go, oh, yeah, I saw it too.
Dude, do not show this. You're showing a black screen. There's nothing on the screen. All I can see
is
the camera.
What is this shot?
Dude, what are you guys doing? What?
Would it be a bug? Like fireflies? We can't actually.
Dude, you are. This is literally the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm imagining watching this in a movie theater and just like, it's just dark.
You're gonna have to compare this to Mazes and Monsters.
I know how executives work, and I can't. They watch like 5 minutes of a thing and then move on. I can't imagine any of them sat through this and were like, this is it. This is the show. It baffles the mind.
Here's the thing, though. Ghost shows didn't exist yet.
I guess.
But when they did, all of a sudden, they were everywhere.
Yeah, and they were all better than this one, and yet this one survived. There we were, just sitting there, thinking about it.
What?
Dude, I'm pretty sure I just had an orb, dude. It's a ghost's fallopian tubes.
What?
It's so irresponsible to, like, just grasp at like Native American quote unquote lore and just like sprinkle your little ghost story with some. So like bad faith. This wall here, the one pictured. The one we're sitting in front of in the footage. That's the one we sat in front of. Dude, what are we watching?
We're watching two guys watch nothing.
We're just, there's like, the cameras are filming them.
What?
Oh. What? What? Why were we running?
Wait, what
Where
happened?
Where are we going?
What was that?
What was that? They did not just be like, it was the chief's spirit.
A bug face?
No, I think that was like some.
It's like an it's like an Indian chief.
Oh my god!
Unreal, unreal. The worst part is the drum beat in the background. Like,
I think they just freaked themselves out.
Let's see.
They didn't show it.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
What happened here?
One of them got scared and ran. Everyone ran. They're like, well, if a spirit did that, we listened. Cool. It's so strange.
Wow.
That guy looks very strange.
Is he wearing a big dog shirt? Hell yeah.
He is. My dad had one of those shirts.
Dude, I was a fat boy growing up. I wore a lot of big dog. The Panting Menace, that was my shit. Bark Mall, come on.
This guy gives me serial killer caught in the act vibes.
This guy looks like the most harmless person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's what people said about Jeffrey Dahmer, dude.
Fellow ghost hunter vibes. What's up with that hat, Aaron? Why you got a little yacht hat on? What are you doing? What are you guys wearing? What the fuck is any of this?
Dude.
Eh.
It's like following around two guys who are like trying really hard to convince themselves that they're like being haunted.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the vibes.
Put that away.
What the hell?
What was that beat? What was that, like a reshoot?
Oh.
Why was the light different in that one shot?
You know what? At least I'll give them credit that in their modern...
What?
At least we would see what they're seeing in the modern stuff.
Yeah, they didn't know how to get fucking coverage. Hello?
That last bit?
What voice?
What? I heard nothing. I heard nothing.
There was some. There was clearly something that was like.
What is this? Is it daytime? Like, what is going on here? Are you guys in the same room? Huh? A fucking show we proved to do for everybody.
What's the worst that could happen? Am I the Zach Baggins of this group?
I don't
Dude,
think
we agree
so.
To do a show. What's the worst could happen?
Look where you are now, 25 seasons later.
You're not like dumb as rocks, though, and just like kidding yourself.
Yeah, I would never stick my head under a descending elevator like, let's see what happens.
I literally didn't hear it. I've got it pretty loud in my ears, and I literally didn't hear it.
There was definitely like...
It was like... It sounded like... Like, I don't know. It sounded like somebody just like touched the microphone. This editing is like insane to me.
It's very
Why is there so
bad.
Many just clips of his face? Call me the vagina,
the
fellas.
The vagina. What a weird phrase.
We forced him to stay. Is it looping?
Yeah, I think they're looping it.
Just like the... Oh. Who are you? No. That's a stretch.
What is...
This movie is like 45 minutes long, but has like just hella like shrieking synth sounds with B-roll.
45 minutes is double that.
I'm saying, like, the movie that actually stuff happens is 40.
Oh,
minutes.
Yeah.
Fuck. For some, it's too much to handle. Just talking about Aaron. What a dick.
And soon everyone will feel our excitement.
Are you looking? Are you watching? Look at
I'm
the window.
Very
is that
excited.
Your card? Is that your card? They're on the news?
Yeah, that clearly made no
this
impact.
This clip got on the news? Dude, this guy seems so... This guy just seems like a crazy person.
Yeah, he really comes off as, like, that crazy guy.
He has, like, a crazy look. He looks like a Crispin Glover character. Wait. Are we watching A documentary?
Yeah.
That
it, wait. Is this like Spaceballs when they're in the movie watching the movie?
How is this possible? What did they watch? What are we watching?
Yeah, I'm so confused.
Slim Richie, that's
hell yes. I love this man.
Slim
what
Richie,
a
that's
name,
the dude,
dude
from the fucking parking lot. That's the same. What are the odds that there's two guys in this movie that are both bald dudes with like handlebar mustaches?
It is Vegas. I mean, pretty
I guess.
High.
Slim Richie, man. It's like a Red Dead Redemption guy. We've already gone over this.
But now it's getting put over by a video expert. So
Slim
now you
Richie.
Know it's real. Slim
it's like
Richie.
A Simpsons character. It's like a guy who works for Krusty the Clown. Slim Richie. Tell him how real the ghost is. What the fuck are you even showing? This is not real. What? What are we even looking at here? This is like a college newsroom. Like,
you know
what?
What's freaking me out is I thought that was the door behind him, but that's like a pole because it's moving and it's.
I did not realize that.
Josh Bell. So now we're watching the movie and he's reporting on reviews of this movie during the in the movie.
Yeah, I'm so... It's like some Inception shit. At Target?
Aaron got too scared, man.
Aaron was too scared.
Poor Aaron, dude. He didn't want to be in this, and then they got a TV deal, and then he had to like do it for like 20 years.
Oh, God, dude. Don't make us read this shit.
What is this? Why? It just ends in the middle of a sentence.
He so wants to do VO. Why not just do it?
The hotel has tried to have been renovated several times.
The it's hotel itself has dialogue. Gained consciousness and sentience and wants to renovate itself.
It has no hands, so it cannot.
Its mind is alive and it's screaming inside its body like a patient inside of a body that's under anesthesia but is awake.
Inside of its body.
Ley lines. Oh, he's using ley lines. Okay. What good logic to use?
What's the source?
Reliable is what it is.
What's the source, Red Rogers? Roberts?
Don't you worry about that now.
Is it
dude.
Slim Richie, you son of a bitch?
The best part was is it wasn't even the scariest or the most haunted. It was like the spookiest place.
This place, I have it on good authority. This is one of the spookiest locations in the nation. Just
it's
absolutely thrilling.
It is for real
expert
very
Slim
spooky.
Richie.
It's ooky, it's creepy, it's spooky, it's downright wiggity biggity.
Whoa, what is with the warping of the image? That was weird.
I don't know what the editing is, dude. It's
mysterious
so...
and spooky. Altogether ooky.
Everybody who's ever been in this building is a ghost haunted within this building. And I'm going to see them all tonight. A gunman?
It's didn't you hear like, me? Didn't you hear what I said?
It's going to be like some sound that's like, and it's going to be like, is that a cough of a gunslinger? Did he just poke him in the belly with that flashlight?
Yes. Yes, he did.
He like boots him with the mag light?
Would it be spooky?
Or ooky?
He told me it'd be the spookiest.
Oh, God, what?
This is literally a dude that is telling you a story that secondhand. You heard that? She probably we probably shouldn't call her to see if it's true because she probably wouldn't want to. What? Who? Is that guy dead?
You gonna look me in my eye?
No. That dude is from Bloodborne.
Feet. The answers are between my toes.
He asked that dude if he would look him in the eye. You gonna look me in the eye, buddy?
I think this guy forges you new weapons in Elden Ring.
He has like a garland upon his head. Placed upon his brow. Lighted
That's
upon
Q.
his brow.
That's Q, dude. We found Q finally.
Don't drag this poor old lady out. Don't put her on camera. Don't. She's gonna be like
Virginia,
in her little fucking house.
What's going on? Wow.
Why'd she point? What?
She was going for the hug, but he didn't want it.
Yeah, I think she was going for a hug.
Dude, stand behind me and hit that beer a couple times, dude. Like a cowboy. Put that hat on. Just jump cut back to the other scene again.
We just saw this
He had his information wrong. Just go with the take, dude. We don't need to take two.
My God, dude. I feel like my brain is melting.
I think by the end of this, I'm going to be a fan of Zach Baggins. He'll be reprogrammed. I'll be reprogrammed.
You know what's upsetting more than the ghosts?
The moving text?
I mean, and the text, and the camera work, and Zach. But this poor old woman and this dude, they live in a town where no one stayed in the hotel since World War II.
Yeah.
Like what one a of 10 dead town. Yeah, God.
She
That's
still
upsetting.
Lives there, and she worked at the hotel, but in World War II.
That's so sad. Like,
did you know that people from all those countries also live in Los Angeles all the time?
There was a pipe, just in case you were wondering.
Where's the picture?
Yeah, what? You have some of the most amazing evidence if you have that picture. Where is it?
What?
Sea salt.
One of my friends with sea salt and bewitching?
Oh, the pentagram.
You know what? It does make for the best steaks, though, admittedly.
Sea salt. Doing.
Doing their mystic thing.
So it's a whole bunch of bullshit, but I floated. I floated. What the
a
hell
true,
was that?
True story.
Well, yeah, what an insert.
What the fuck was that? Ghostbusters!
Yes! cut. You can't say that. Trademark. Can we get that again?
They had infrared, and they were Ghostbusters. That hut was the prostitution area?
I guess that's the implication. What she wants, I'm all for it. Go get it. It's yours.
I took these three men in the dark, and I said, all right, I'm head over to the glory hole.
You want to go to the glory hole later on?
What?
What is happening?
This is like a conceptual art film. Yeah, sure. Fucking, I don't know. I don't care. Yes. Yes, they are. They're tingling. Whatever.
Tell me more of your glory hole stories.
Yes, yes. They're tingling. Whatever. Yes. An incredible ex-employee. What the f- Somebody get this lady home.
Give her a sweater.
Is it night? Oh my god, she's like in on this.
What are they going to seance?
Why are they in like scrubs? What's going on?
And then, what?
Is that a dead bird?
Dead bird? Come on now. Let me help you to the other side.
This is so weird. Did it just not do the VO for this part? It's just a lady saying it's cold a couple times.
Yep, pretty much.
Now it's cold over here as well.
Now you're going to want to be careful in this room. It's a portal to another dimension.
Oh, man, it is very cold.
Yeah, push on the air like this.
What about the room that was with the portal in it? Why didn't we go in there?
They did. That's when she was pushing the cold air with her friend there.
I'm back.
Hi.
What?
Hi there.
Still a whore?
Okay.
I'm ready. It's a big jump.
All right, I'm listening.
Just do it. It's pretty good.
It does sound like it's saying no. Yeah. I didn't even look at the screen. Yeah, it sounds like it.
How would you do that?
You'll have to enhance.
Yeah.
I would say rewind the tape. Because I almost want to believe, because she was facing the other way, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't she have just been like, are you there? And then gone, no.
100%.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Because she then said, you might hear.
Oh,
no.
What the shit?
What?
I almost believe her saying, did you find anything? Enhance is her being like, I was very quiet, so you might have to enhance it.
Yeah.
It really literally sounded like that.
No.
Bobby. What do you want, Bobby? This movie, I want to watch it in like 1.25 speed because of how just uneventful it is. This is just like the document of somebody. Nobody's been talking for like 20 seconds. This is just like the a document of people pursuing some sort of weird idea of ghost hunting that they made up. Temporarily possessed?
What?
Where are you getting that from, dude?
Time to send her home with a ghost in her body. Goodbye.
What? Just take it again, bud.
Yeah, man.
Why are you walking away from the camera? Just talk to the camera. What the fuck?
Wow.
Just animal magnetism.
Yeah, just that charisma oozes off of him.
I just look at him and I'm like, someday he's going to need big, thick glasses.
That is... Oh, my God.
No, it's not... What? You mean large and defined? It's barely visible, for one.
It's not even necessarily an orb.
It could just be dust close to the lens.
You coward. Now we're here. This is what I've been waiting for.
You fucking piece of shit ghost, dead ass piece of shit bitch. You fucking bitch. Hate ghosts. I'm a fucking ghostbuster, you bitch, you big man, you big ghost man, big boo, piece of shit.
You what? Dumb what? Bitch.
Why did they put this in here if nothing happened?
No oomph in this insult, man.
The stabilizer is like making me furious.
Yeah, it is making the whole world weirdly wobbly.
If they turned around and there was like a cowboy there, that'd be amazing.
Goodbye, Slim, partner.
Slim Richie.
I haven't got my presents. How do you know this?
Dude, like, that's just dust. Dust.
That could have been literally anything.
Yeah. Like, what do they think we're thinking when we watch this? Oh, it's real.
Yeah, like, fucking incredible.
He's so strong and handsome.
I would have showed that thing walking, very first thing in the entire thing, and then the whole movie would have been about trying to figure out whether that was real or not. Like, this is just a documentary of a trip where they didn't find that much when they went ghost hunting.
But they only had this one trip. They couldn't afford a second one. I bet you Zach edited it.
It's got that 7 seconds rule, like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. The most insane editing I've ever seen. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Just feels like this. Bam, bam, bam. Change it to a radiator. That's not an orb, dude.
I hate the shit about ghost hunters like this, because just like, orbs aren't evidence. Never have been, never will be, never are. It's just nothing.
If it's something that happens everywhere, even when you're not ghost hunting, that's not evidence.
Yeah.
No, literally no.
No, I do not, sir.
I thought that was in the movie. What? I was like, did he just crack open a cold one?
In the background?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Man, we could do this.
We could. We could do this, and we should, honestly.
It'll be better. It'll be better than
we
this.
We owe everybody one.
Yeah, man. You got to find a place in L.A.
I'm there. I got a couple places.
Can we get an editor to, like, edit like this, but make it somehow better, though?
I have a good actual Steadicam, for one thing.
That's a very, very hard, good start, rather.
Never mind, let's just keep going. Literally just nothing.
Yeah, what?
Hello?
That's the longest shot of nothing happening.
It's been like 20 seconds.
Yeah, wow, what a fucking shot, dude.
Two things of them seeing things in a hallway that weren't there.
Nothing even showed up, and then they just panned left and walked up the stairs.
What you can't hear or visually see.
You're just freaking yourself out, okay?
You're going into an abandoned building, freaking yourself out with your animal instincts. Got it. This, nothing is happening. They're just walking through. This is like Urbex. This is like its own genre of YouTube.
But if this wasn't Urbex video, I'd turn it off.
Yeah.
It's not well done.
It's not informative. It's not interesting. It's not pretty. They're just like walking. They didn't even have an idea of where they're going. What are you filming, dude?
It just gives me an appreciation for how high quality even YouTubers make their videos now, because it blows away this.
My dude is holding a Canon Handycam.
Look, look, look. No, stop. No, look, stop.
What? What?
What? What was it?
What?
Immediately cut to the footage.
Literally
it's
what?
It's not hard to edit this. Immediately cut to the footage. What did
literally
we see?
What are you talking about? Literally, what are you talking about? Just say what you saw. Say it.
He saw something move.
He's trying to think up what he saw right now.
It has been 20 seconds.
It's so weird that they go from hyper cutting to like long shots. It's very jarring.
It's So yeah, though, that was another false alarm. Focused our attention to his LCD screen. Why are we looking at his LCD screen? Can't we just look at the footage?
Like, he writes like John Wayne Gacy does.
Can't we just see his footage? Why are we watching video of his footage being filmed off the camera?
Yeah, thank you. Oh my God.
Please just show it.
My face is as close to my screen as possible.
Please just show it.
Reflections, reflections.
Why don't you have this tape?
What?
I'll just have to take your word for it.
That's just a shadow being cast by those pallet boards and leaned up and the light hitting it.
No!
Just...
Oh, she's back. Hell yes. Whoa, that was a weird fade.
Give me the footage. Why can't I see the footage? It's it. There, we've moved on. We're not going to get to see
it. That was it. That was the Goldfield Hotel, everybody.
I can't believe they have the audacity to do that.
They have the technology to make, like, give us that on the screen, I feel like.
This is unbelievable.
Feels funny down here.
Okay.
They never elaborated on that lady being temporarily possessed either.
Nope.
Whatever the hell that meant.
Why ask questions? Why?
I'm sorry. Why bother? I just, you know, I'd like to do research.
What? Just narrate it. Just narrate it. Show us. Show us. Show it to the audience. Let the audience know what's happening. This is a documentary, not a fucking thriller.
The music has me feeling otherwise.
There's like no music even. This is like dead air. This is crazy. This part sucks.
This part in particular.
Yeah. This like really needed to be edited down. This is terrible.
But it's like we're there with them, bro.
Yeah, I'm so scared. The tension is...
Nick, sit down. Nick!
Show me the brick, baby.
Sit down for a second. Sit down, Nick.
Nick, sit the fuck down.
Show me the famous brick, baby. Is this the famous brick? Could it be?
Sit down or I'm going to send you to the glory hole.
Dude, throw that brick. Dude, throw that brick. Dude, throw that brick.
It's filmed like an Insidious movie.
Have you ever seen those like Mexican and like Middle Eastern ghost videos where the guys like first person their way through?
Yeah.
And they like throw shit around and stuff. This is like that energy big time where they're going to just
minus
like,
the exciting parts.
Stuff's going to come sailing in from off screen. No doubt. Bruddy.
You're the one who wanted to fight a ghost 20 minutes ago. How are you freaked out?
He was like, big man, little big man, huh?
Can somebody tell these guys if you're going to film, shining the light into the camera every time is terrible?
I'm so bored. Yeah, I think it's working.
We're all haunted right now.
It's haunting me through the video, dude.
I just don't understand how this got them a show.
Turn off the cameras. Let's go. Let's leave.
He does not seem like a great friend.
No, he seems like a fucking asshole.
Stop. Just film this. What a piece of shit.
He keeps, like, yelling at his friends, and it's just grating.
Dude, shut the fuck up. There's a ghost over there. Did you film it? Are you filming it? Film it. Film it.
Got him. Got that spirit.
Meanwhile, I'm so fucking freaked out, dude. Shut the fuck up.
We'll wear no fear for you.
Or Big Dog.
Nick, go in there.
Dude, get in there, bro. Are you filming this, dude? Don't not film. Film, bitch.
Now go in. What a zoom in.
There's just so much nothing happening.
What? What?
What?
What happened?
I'm staring at black screen. Like, literally, I'm staring at a black screen for almost 10 seconds right now. What is going on?
This would have been better if they died. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been way crazier. Like, oh, shit, what did happen?
They got a TV show and made this exact same movie for 25 seasons. I can't believe this. Just tell us what happened. It is a documentary.
Well, how did he get separated from Nick, and why are we hearing him calling and Nick's just ignoring him?
If we see like a person standing in the corner of a room, awesome. If it's just more of this, if we find Nick and Nick is like strung upside down, awesome.
Where did he go? What is going on? Why haven't they told us what he saw? Why aren't they showing it to us? Like, who cares about this? We know they made it. They made a movie. Like, what? There's no chance they're going to die or get hurt. Like, let's just get it. Literally anticlimactic. There are limits beyond our cognitive control that we cannot withstand no matter how brave they are. Slim Richie, baby.
Oh, baby. Yes. I'm so glad to see you, Slim.
Finally, somebody who knows what they're talking about.
I love Slim's tucked in t-shirt. Guy's got a vibe, man. I love him.
He's wearing like a $200 shirt.
Now his videoscopy can be shown that there's no layering on top via infrared splittering.
What? I mean, that brick does move.
Whoop. Dude.
That's not true, bro, because if they just gave it a tug on a string, momentum would arc it, just like if it was thrown. Look at the way it just, like, yeet.
Yeah, the way it, like...
It actually does look like it's on a string.
It does, because it drags first till the corner.
You know, like, when they do, like, Flash Gordon or something, and they show the ship, and it's, like, hanging from, yeah, like, a string? Why? That's the whole reason they use fishing line instead of rope, is because yeah, it's not visible. The same direction as the brick? Okay. An actual expert? I can't believe we've just left it behind, the narrative that they were like trying to have. Why freeze on that shot? Why that sound?
Why do that? And why do him dirty like that? And he's like,
oh, he had that like, ooh, look at the end. Yeah,
it was like
the
people's court. Like, it was like not, it was weird. Screaming his name? Really? That's what that sounds like to you? What? A child's or female's? What?
How'd you get up there in the first place then?
Who padlocked the door? Who padlocked the door?
Yeah. I have questions.
We didn't care if it was true. We just got an explanation. 100 yards? What the fuck is up with this footage?
I don't know.
She looks CG. What? Her saying Bobby?
I'm just going to say it. I 100% believe this woman is just lying to these dudes.
Yeah.
I am 100% with you, my friend. This lady probably wanted a contract on the new show.
Yeah, she definitely, like, was like, this is my chance to do something fun. I've been stuck in this damn town.
Talk to me? They play it so many times.
And her back is 100% turned.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy. All those times she's turned and the voice is like,
no.
Come on. Why didn't they just show her face?
She's just telling a story of another time that there was an EVP and we don't have the recording.
You're such an asshole, Zach.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
are they watching the documentary?
Yeah. Why is he narrating over the clip, but he's not narrating over us watching her watching the clip? I'm so...
What was that? What was that camera shake?
Virginia was able to rule out the possibility of it being the ghost of Elizabeth because of its height. Because of the height of the orb?
Oh, damn not... right. You know what? She was a big what? Orb, and that's a tiny orb. Checks out.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Dude, this fucking documentary sucks.
Well, Alex, you know that spirits drain your energy.
Right. Psychic maybe, vampires.
Whoa, shit.
Maybe there's one in the room with you right now.
You know what's in the room with me right now? A tub of green curry with my name on it.
Ooh. That does sound good.
Yeah.
Dude, this room is... Room 109 orb.
This is whack. They're just showing... They're just looking at the stuff they just saw, and she's like, wow, that looks like a ghost. Hold up. Yep, there. She's like old people react.
Listen, he... Why is it narrated for her but not for, like,
it's just us? It's just another clip. It's like her rewatching a clip from the movie we already watched.
It's so weird.
There's like four shots fading into each other just there.
You want me to show you how she did it? I'll do it for you. Let me just stroke your face.
Disagree.
Yeah, she didn't look emotionally struck whatsoever.
I'm a huge fan of bondage.
But yeah, what a term for him to use.
I've always thought bondage was kind of fun.
What is this shot? Oh, God damn it.
I don't think she was touching him.
I think that was a bug that just like flew
That's
4 feet
not
in
how you
front
spell
of
apparition, is it? Hang on.
I didn't mark the spelling well enough. No, I literally don't see it.
Oh, whoa.
She's now looking. Now we're looking at a screen of a clip of her looking at a screen that has footage of a screen on it that is showing something that is being filmed by a camera. What?
Did she just go, it wasn't floating, it was walking? Gliding.
It was gliding.
It was gliding.
Gliding.
Nana, I'm going to call bullshit on your stories. I don't believe a word
don't
you said.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You don't do it.
Bullshit.
What are we looking at, guys? I wouldn't admit it if five...
Look, lady, where's your picture of the ghost?
What is this part of this movie, dude? If I was at a screening of this, I would have literally left.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know how this got a show. I have to believe he just knew a guy.
Yeah.
Only thing that makes sense.
Nana?
Why is there like the sound of a leaky ship playing?
It adds tension. You heard it here. We could have died that night.
According to Virginia.
This lady got a side gig of just ghost tours?
60 years. Last Saturday she saw something, and then today she saw something.
Crazy.
Just making up fake footage. Like using their own footage to pretend to be footage of another thing happening. This lady's creepy.
Yeah, she's
She's like, I've killed, and I'll kill again. What?
Yeah, what?
She looks like she's deepfaked. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on here. Oh my god.
Okay.
All right.
This guy could be any of the people we've seen today. Slim Richie, that guy, the random stranger they bumped into that creeped them out.
Just a bunch of mustache guys.
Right.
Just a bunch of Red Dead NPCs.
Howdy.
What is these shots, dude?
Oh my god.
Now we're gonna watch it again.
That's my fear, man.
Just watching it again. Clip one, clip two.
Whoa!
We did not mean to frighten this man. It's fulfilling. This guy's not an expert.
Uh-huh.
You had to be close to something?
They this one goes all the way to the top, Alex.
We're about to discover the ghost secrets. Everybody knows that ghosts have unfinished business. Imagine. This sucks, dude.
Yeah. Oh, this fucking is awful.
This sucks, dude. Dude, was that
you
Jerry Bruckheimer's?
Just may hit a brick wall.
Was that Jerry Bruckheimer's production company logo? The entity.
What?
What do you think is going to happen? What? They know we are here, and we know in time that we will be one of them.
I'm 12, and this is deep. Like,
what the fuck did I just watch, dude?
You know what I would have loved is
sucked.
Whoa. And
okay. Sick. This aspect ratio, dude. The This is like better than the movie.
Right? Like they know how to edit a video together.
We have all these cameras and audio. Didn't catch it.
A brick. What? That was like way better than anything that they got.
Literally.
They just
I don't know that we've done it is what the last bit is.
Pretty good.
Yeah, like you said, this is better than anything in the hour and a half.
They made a whole movie, and then we got a better result from this like news clip at the end of it that they added on later. Are there credits? Nope. Okay.
Oh wow! Good job, Michael Morrissade, for that music.
Guys, thank you for the money. Patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. I hope you had a good time.
Fuck, man. That was awful. That was so bad.
Next time, we're going to do this movie again. That's going to be our next month. We're just going to watch this movie, but we're going to do it again. Just a second time.
I would leave Chilluminati. I would just be like, nah, I'm over.
Nah, man,
I can't.
You made a pact with us. You're stuck with us for eternity.
What sucks even more is that was 2010. I want to let you know, Lord of the Rings came out in 2001.
Yeah,
so let you know, this isn't like they were in 1985 and they were learning to use handheld cameras.
Citizen Kane came out decades before this.
Wow. And that, one more time before we go, got them a fucking TV show that survived all other ghost hunting TV shows.
Anyway, the thing I wanted to say before we leave is he had such a, at the end of that thing, he said something along the lines of, this, in life, sometimes you hit a brick wall. And I was hoping he would be like, and sometimes a brick hits you. Like, that, I was waiting for it!
Oh!
And nothing. No, he can't even... Oh, just... That was...
All right, thanks for watching with us. Listening along with us, everybody. We'll be back soon.
I had such high hopes that this would be at least entertaining.
Right?
It was... The editing was so weird. The long shots of newspaper clippings that felt like 10 minutes long.
It was whack. It was hella whack.
So many weird decisions. It was hella whack. All around. Hello, whack. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.